And our Monday Shire whip around means Bullock Shire. Travis Fitzgibbon is with us. Travis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, listeners. Happy Monday.
Yeah. Now, I was looking at your notes here, and now I'm not impartial to a bit of manscaping, but you've got some streetscaping going on in Charlton.
We do. So this is the fourth of our five major town streetscapes getting underway, and it's Charlton scheduled to commence this week. So hopefully the wet weather over the weekend hasn't interrupted things too much. But the first port of call is to upgrade some coloured paving around the Travellers Rest amenity building, which is certainly well used, being halfway between Melbourne and Mildura. So a well-known Travellers Rest in Charlton, of course. So that building's going to be closed now until the 30th of August. So there'll be portable toilets made available in that area. And we'll also have our other secondary toilet block near our council building at 1 High Street open throughout that period as well. So a few changes to the bus stop that's been moved further back into that area as well. And council's going to be working pretty hard to get this done as quickly as possible with minimal impact, because it's a very popular stop for travellers as well as caravanners as well. So we'll get that done with as little interruption as possible, but certainly plenty of extra amenities to be made available while that streetscaping commences in that area.
Now, vaping is an interesting one in that, you know, it's obviously very much in the news at the moment, and I'm interested that you bring it up in terms of Bullock Shire. Is it an issue there?
As much as anywhere, really, Robbo, and I think there's a lack of understanding about what is legally allowed when it comes to vaping. And I think the best way to think about it is what's allowed in terms of cigarette smoking and lines up pretty well with vaping. And that's how the law looks at it as well. So we're really just looking to spread the information to our community, because we are getting some questions in regards to this. And we'll work up some more relevant signage for across our shire as well. But vaping is restricted in the same area as smoking is. So places like 4 metres within any school or kindergarten, childcare centre, sporting venues where children are playing, playgrounds, shelters for public transport, and even inside motor vehicles if a traveller's under the age of 18 years as well. So if you line up those restrictions around cigarette smoking with vaping, that's how it plays out in our context. And that, you know, even pushes out to things like the supply of vaping products to people under the age of 18 and things like that. So they line up pretty well, and we're looking to make sure our community is informed about what they can and can't do in regards to vaping. So we'll keep working around that communication. If you do want further information for yourself, though, please give Councillor Wing. We'll point you in the right direction of the Victorian government information. But if you want to jump online today, search at betterhealth.vic.gov.au and go from there, and you'll find all the relevant information around vaping and the do's and don'ts.
All right. And just a quick update on the bulk waste management.
Yeah, so, and again, this is born largely out of some questions we're currently seeing come through our customer service team. And just a reminder that council can accept bulk loads of waste at our two landfills. We have two landfills in addition to three transfer stations in Bullock Shire, and those two landfills are in Birchip and Donald. So if you are doing some construction or home renovations and you're looking to clear concrete and bricks and that kind of debris, just to those two landfills only. And same with bulk loads of general rubbish as well to Birchip and Donald. And then there is a limit of 2 cubic metres to the transfer stations at Charlton, Sealake and Witchy Proof. And again, jump on the website at Bullock Shire and have a look at transfers and landfills, and that'll have all those details outlined for you, or give our customer service team on call on 1300 520 520.
Terrific. Travis, always good to chat. Thanks for that. Talk to you soon.
Good on you, Robert. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Travis Fitzgibbon, Bullock Shire on the Wake Up Call.